Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Consider what you are asking. Send our sins away, as we send away the sins of those who have wounded us. If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. There is no hidden exception, no offense outside his command. I cannot close my heart against my brother while reaching for mercy with an open hand. I cannot praise the blood that pardoned me, then deny its grace to someone else. The measure I apply against another is the measure I call upon myself. So I lay it down. I release the claim. I will now not keep the ledger or rehearse the pain. Father, forgive them. Let that mercy work in me. I send my brother's debt away. Servant owed his master more than a lifetime could repay. The master, moved with compassion, loosed him and sent the debt away. Then he found a poor brother, seized his throat and made him plead. He had received immeasurable mercy, yet gave no mercy in return. You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt. Should you not have shown compassion as I had compassion on you? The pardon he refused to offer was the pardon he could not keep. So shall my heavenly Father do to you if you do not forgive your brother from the heart. So I lay it down. I release the claim. I will not keep the ledger or rehearse the pain. Father, forgive them. Let that mercy work in me. I send my brother's debt away. Bitterness grows in darkness, hidden where no other eye can see. Then it rises through the congregation, troubling and defiling many. Bitterness and wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, let them all be put away. Together with all malice, be kind and tender-hearted, showing favor to one another, as God, for Christ's sake, has shown favor to you. The wound I keep becomes my prison. The grudge I carry is my chain. The one who hurt me may be sleeping while I suffer through it all again. At Calvary, while they mocked him, while the nails were in his hands, while the men who crucified him were not asking for forgiveness, Jesus prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." No confession from the soldiers, no repentance at his feet. Yet he prayed that their transgression would be sent away from them. If Christ released the ones who wounded him while they crucified his flesh, how can I receive his mercy and refuse it to someone else? So I lay it down, I release the claim. I will not keep the ledger or rehearse the pain. Father, forgive them, let that mercy work in me. I send my brothers dead away, and I finally walk free. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Forgiveness does not call the evil righteous. It does not restore unproven trust. It does not place the liar where he can bring the wound again. But it gives up personal vengeance. It refuses bondage to the past. It places both the wound and the offender into the righteous hands of Yahweh. So I pray a genuine blessing. I surrender my demand. I release the debt I have been carrying and leave the judgment in his hands. So I lay it down. I release the claim. I will not keep the ledger. Rehearse the pain. Father, forgive them, let that mercy work in me. I send my brothers dead away, and I finally walk free. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Send our trespasses away as we release what others owe.